ripe time to be remembered. Buying time. Radio. Red hot because it works. The Radio Advertising Bureau can send you more facts. The station can send you more customers.
CBS Hourly News coming up at 3 o'clock here on the afternoon parade of hits. It's now 5 minutes away from 3.
If I close my eyes, I can fly. My
That's Barbara Streisand here on the afternoon parade of hits, 3 minutes before 3 o'clock right now. Well, U.S. Interior Secretary James Watt is in Asheville, North Carolina today and says North Carolina is wasting its time with a lawsuit trying to block the sale of oil leases off its coast because no one wants the leases anyway. Watt, in a news conference at the Asheville airport this morning, said there is little or no interest among oil companies in drilling rights off North Carolina. The state earlier this week filed a suit against Watt to block the sale of 6,500-acre tracts of coast. The stand continues. Drilling in the area could lead to a major oil spill that would ruin North Carolina's beaches. Watt is met at the airport by 300 demonstrators, most of them supporters who are in favor of opening up national forests to logging, mineral exploration, hunting, and fishing. And a couple of sports notes into us this afternoon. George Rogers, the NFL's top draft pick, was sidelined with an injury. But this summer's top choice, David Wilso, and former All-Pro Thomas Hollywood Henderson made yesterday's rookie scrimmage between New Orleans and Miami worth seeing. There was no score in the scrimmage. The Dolphins led in the interceptions with two. The Saints had none. Miami also led in first downs and sacked Saints quarterbacks five times. Wilson, who was picked in a supplemental draft this summer, completed 2 of 5 passes for 27 yards. Both Saints coach Bum Phillips and Dolphin coach Don Shula also thought Henderson played well from his outside linebacker position. Now, George Rogers, the top draft choice last spring out of the University of South Carolina, as you know, was told to stay home at the Saints Vero Beach, Florida training camp to nurse a hamstring pull. Phillips says Rogers should be ready for an appearance in the veteran scrimmage between the same two teams the 1st of August. And on the subject of football, Atlanta Falcon linebacker Jim Laughlin underwent arthroscope surgery on his right knee yesterday and is expected to be out of action for about 6 weeks. Doctors said they found some cartilage damage in the knee. Falcon coach Lehman Bennett said rookie defensive tackle Harry Standback and rookie wide receiver Floyd Hodge will both have their knees arthroscoped today.
With the hurricane season now upon us, the National Weather Service Charleston office reminds us that you can be one step ahead of the weather by making the following preparations. Plan a safe location to store or moor your boat. Keep your yard free of dead wood and loose objects. And keep tuned to WOKE for the latest weather information. Review these steps with your family and plan with them now in case you become separated in some future storm. Why not get ready now and stay one step ahead of the weather?
This is Wonderful Woke Radio, WOKE, Charleston, home of Atlantic Coast Life, the company that helps protect your family against hospitalization and surgical costs.
91 degrees out at the airport, 89 downtown. It's 3 o'clock.
CBS News. A ceasefire between the Israelis and the PLO went into effect this morning. I'm Dave Dugan reporting on the CBS Radio Network. However, there apparently has already been a violation. Bruno Wassertil reports from Jerusalem.
The first violations of the hours-old ceasefire have been reported. United Nations observers have confirmed that Palestinian gunners fired several rockets at the towns of Qleya and Marjayoun in the Christian enclaves of southern Lebanon that hug the Israeli border and on the fields of Metula just inside Israeli territory. Neither Israeli army artillery nor the Christian militia forces in the enclaves return fire. The commanding general of Israel's Northern Command, Major General Avigdor Ben-Gal, said he hoped that the ceasefire would last, but judging by past experience, he didn't think it would. Bruno Wassertil, CBS News, Jerusalem.
More news after this message.
Summer, summer fruits, it wouldn't be summer without 'em. Plums, juicy plums from California. Fresh from the tree, taste them and see.
Tons of mouth-watering plums are in stores right now.
Ooh, they're so refreshing and light.
They're the top of the crop, a peak season value. Fresh California plums.
Sunshine on a tree, delicious naturally. Summer fruit.
Sponsored by the California Plum Committee.
Hi, I'm Jimmy the Greek, and I make odds for a living. And here's a favorite for you. The odds are you'll learn something useful every time you walk into a library. You can improve your reading, learn new skills to use on your job, or even take up a new hobby. It's a very busy place, the library, filled with vital statistics, interesting people, and fascinating information. The library really has your number. Give them a call and see for yourself.
A public service message of the American Library Association.
CIA Director William Casey says he not only will stay in his job, but will deliver materials to the Senate Intelligence Committee on Monday. Casey says he is confident the materials will lay to rest charges he has had improper business dealings in the past. President Reagan says he has not changed his mind about supporting the CIA director, but three prominent Republican senators, Goldwater, Stevens, and Roth, demand that Casey resign. Senator Roth of Delaware says it is a question of the CIA director's effectiveness.
I think it's been very seriously damaged by the charges, and that's one of the principal reasons I'm calling for him to step down. Because of the sensitivity, because of the fact that CIA has gone through a very long, difficult period, we can't afford to have our attention diverted from its main mission to investigating its personnel.
A federal judge has ordered the seven Abscam defendants to appear in his Brooklyn courtroom August 13th for sentencing. Judge George Pratt ruled today the undercover sting operation called Abscam was conducted legally and properly. FBI men had posed as representatives of an Arab sheik who was willing to pay money for favorable political treatment. The Abscam case will probably be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Four of the defendants are former congressmen. The administration has added a new element to the tax cut program. President Reagan told House Republicans this morning he is revising his plan to include automatic annual adjustments in personal taxes to offset inflation. It's called indexing. It appears as though the over $3 billion breeder reactor in Tennessee will be approved. The House voted today to approve the Clinch River Project, rejecting arguments it has become a white elephant of the nuclear age. The Tennessee nuclear project still has to be approved by the Senate, but that is virtually assured because of the support of Tennessee Senator Howard Baker, the Senate Majority Leader. The Wilderness Society has issued what it calls a Watt book. A conservation group claims the book can prove Interior Secretary Watt should be fired immediately for trying to destroy 20 years of progress with the environment. On the Senate floor, California Senator Cranston has called Secretary Watt a puppet of the exploiters and the destroyers. Among other things, Senator Cranston cites Watt's support of offshore oil drilling. And now this.
Anybody home?
In here, hon.
Mommy's home.
Did you go to Kmart? Did you get the pictures?
Yes, and they're great.
For sharp, vivid, vibrant color prints, bring your film to Kmart, where you get high-quality, goof-proof photo finishing and the Kmart on-time promise. Goof-proof means that you pay only for the prints you like. And with the Kmart on-time promise, if you don't get your pictures back when Kmart promises, you don't pay at all. Ask for details in the camera department.
What pictures are those?
Jeffrey's field trip, and they turned out really nice, Jeffrey. I peeked.
Let me see. See, here's the whole class.
That's a very good picture.
And that's an old fossil.
Doesn't look like it's having fun.
Well, Chrissy, I don't think old fossils have fun.
Sure they do, Daddy. Mommy always says half the time you're as much fun as an old fossil.
Oh, yeah.
What other pictures do you have here, Jeffrey?
The indications are California is winning the battle against the medfly. However, it's necessary to expand the area where fruit must be stripped from trees. It now encompasses about 700 square miles south of San Francisco. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones average is up 7.89 at 936.45. Trading on the big board, 32,480,000 shares. Dave Dugan, CBS News.
1340 on your radio dial. This is WOKE, Wonderful Woke Radio in Charleston, South Carolina. the station that gives you complete and satisfying radio programming, not radio by the numbers.
If you could see me now, one who said that he'd rather roam.
That's the late Elvis Presley, a song called Love and Arms, here on the afternoon parade of hits, 9 minutes after 3 o'clock.
W-O-K-E.
The sportsman's guide to the great outdoors.
If you're taking a camera on your fishing trip, better know your shutter speed. You'll need at least 1/200th of a second for any decent action shots. If you want to shoot a jumping fish or catch somebody in the middle of a cast, shutter speed should be at least 1/500th of a second, and preferably 1/1000th of a second. One final note, stow your camera in a plastic bag when you're not using it.
The Sportsman's Guide to the Great Outdoors.
Well, in news notes into us here, a 17-year-old recruit died at Fort Jackson last night just before he was scheduled to begin his basic training. Base spokesmen are withholding the identity of the young man pending notification of family. Colonel William Cawthon says the recruit died of a cardiac arrhythmia or irregular heartbeat condition. Cawthon says the young man arrived at the U.S. Army reception station for initial processing Tuesday. He says a preliminary autopsy turned up nothing unusual, and more detailed examination will be held.
An ex-cop has lost a second job as a security guard, but he has plans.
Well, you're carrying a gun.
Look, Bridget.
Where are you going? I'm going with you.
No, Bridget.
Frank, you take me with you. I'll follow you. I'll go downstairs and get a taxi.
All right. Just be quiet and keep out of the way.
There's a double play in Once a Thief. Tonight, CBS Radio Mystery Theater starring Fred Gwynn after midnight tonight.
Well, you have rainy skies here in the Charleston area. Scattered thunderstorms throughout Colleton, Dorchester, and Charleston County. Also extending up towards Oree County. And these are scattered, very widely scattered. And so you may be getting rain while just a mile down the road it may be totally dry. So that is why you're hearing spotty reports on these showers around the community. Movement is slowly to the east, and these will be moving on offshore and dissipating within the next hour or two. Right now, it has lowered our temperature considerably. The thunderstorms out at the airport, now down to 83 degrees at the airport, and now at 82 in the city area. We're coming up to Ida LaShan on the CBS Radio Network and getting along after more good music here.
Still see Elisa.
Getting along. I'm Ida LaShan on the CBS Radio Network. Last winter, my husband and I were offered a free 11-day trip to the Caribbean on a luxury liner if each of us would give one speech going and coming. I know it's hard to imagine anyone being that lucky. But what must be even harder for you to imagine is that we turned the trip down. More on LaShan's folly in a minute.
The Wall Street Journal, in a recent article, explained why investors should start figuring the proposed 1982 tax changes into their investment plans now. So have a pencil ready for an important offer from the Wall Street Journal that can help you get a head start every business day with up-to-the-minute business information that can affect your future and your company's future. Other stories in the journal revealed why the Reagan administration's efforts to cool inflation could result in high interest rates and a sluggish economy. Why delinquencies on home mortgage loans climbed to record levels in many areas, and how the drop in oil prices is helping companies and individuals all across the country. The Wall Street Journal. It's all the business news you need when you need it. Right now, you can get 26 weeks of the journal, one for every business day of the week, for less than $1.60 per week. That's just $41 for 26 weeks. So if you're serious about business, in the continental U.S., call toll-free 800-228-6600. That's 800-228-6600, except in Nebraska. You'll be billed later.
We turned the trip down because my husband had a book deadline, and I was afraid I'd get too far behind on some of my writing assignments. For the rest of the winter, as we got more and more exhausted and irascible, and as it became obvious that we'd never get caught up on our work anyway, I got madder and madder at our decision, and remembered a lesson I thought I'd learned thoroughly, but which obviously I forget from time to time. The lesson of a long lifetime of experience, that I almost never regret the things I do, and I almost always regret the things I don't do. When the things I do turn out to be mistakes, I always learn a few valuable lessons, and it's never really a total loss. The things I was afraid to do or too sensible to do, the risks and adventures and pleasures I avoided, come back to haunt me. A couple of years ago, I went through a crazy time when I started to give away a lot of personal belongings. Later, I realized it was a mistake, but I learned a valuable lesson about getting older. I learned that you reach a stage in life when you begin to realize that almost everything you own will still be around after you die, and the shock of that realization throws you off balance for a while. Ever since then, I've been a whole lot clearer about the fact that what is most important to me has very little to do with things, and that it makes more sense to be concerned with people and experiences, which enrich my life. I have since come back to a more sensible viewpoint, that while the paraphernalia of a long lifetime will indeed last longer than I will, I should hold on to things that give me a great deal of pleasure, but that I was right to start a slow process of relinquishing some of the less important possessions. This learning experience was far more valuable to me than the things I gave away. What I regret much more are the trips I didn't take, the things I wish I'd said to people who have since died, the risks I didn't take in exploring new challenges. Although there are hazards and dangers in saying yes to life, these are inconsequential compared to the regrets that come with saying no. This is Ida LeShann on the CBS Radio Network.
Another million-dollar record from the WOKE Goldust Library.
Miss Connie Francis from the year 1960. Song called Teddy.
There is no such thing as just as good. Charleston Standard of Excellence, John J. Furlong and Sons Printing, provides the ultimate in the printer's art. John J. Furlong and Sons Printing, 420 King Street. Phone 577-4811.
I like to shop downtown.
More convenience, wider selection. We like to shop downtown.
Better values all around.
Wolf Radio has the weather on.
Well, first of all, the latest we have into us on our radar shows showers and a few isolated thundershowers developing here in coastal South Carolina. This area of precipitation is noted inland over the south coastal area, widely scattered mainly within Colleton, Dorchester, and Charleston County, and up in the north coastal area within Oree County, extending on up into North Carolina. Now, another area of showers and thunderstorms persisted offshore from 75 miles east of Charleston, extending southeast to near 150 miles over the coastal waters. Movement is primarily slowly to the east, with a few isolated storms moving southeast, and these showers should dissipate before the afternoon is over. And our two-hour outlook now calling for scattered showers in Colleton, Dorchester, and Charleston County, dissipating shortly. Here now is the forecast for Charleston, and calling for partly cloudy and hot this afternoon and tomorrow, with a chance of afternoon and evening showers and thunderstorms. Our high today in the mid-90s, low tonight in the middle 70s, and our high tomorrow in the low 90s. Chance of rain 30% today and tomorrow, 20% tonight. And for the harbor area, winds mostly easterly at 10 to 15 knots this afternoon, diminishing to 5 to 10 knots tonight, becoming southerly at 10 to 15 knots tomorrow. Winds and seas higher near thunderstorms, and our seas are at around 1 foot this afternoon and tonight. Tides near normal. Low tide at 8:53 this evening. We'll have a high tide at 2:55 in the morning. And right now in Charleston, under showery skies in some areas, cloudy in others, 83 degrees at the airport and 82 in the city. Our winds are from the southeast at 9, barometer reading 30.07 inches, and our relative humidity now at 80%.
Radar weather keeps you in the know on wonderful woke radio, your weather eye. W-O-K-E Charleston Radio, W-O-K-E Charleston Radio, W-O-K-E Charleston Radio.
Well, a Belmont man will try to break the world record for treading water this weekend up in Charlotte, North Carolina. Moon Hufstetler entered a pool in Charlotte Park at 2:30 yesterday afternoon and plans to tread water continuously until at least 7:30 Sunday night. That would smash the record of 64 hours that's listed in the 1981 Guinness Book of World Records. But if Hufstetler stays in the pool as long as he plans to, he'll have been treading water at least 78 hours. The 46-year-old Hufstetler has broken the record twice in the past, most recently in 1978, when he treaded water for 52 hours. That's all going up up in Charlotte, North Carolina, this weekend. It's 25 minutes after the hour of 3 o'clock here on the afternoon parade. Harry Reasoner reporting from CBS at 3:30.
The New Year's Eve, we did the town. The day we tore the goalpost down. We will have these moments to
That's the Four Lads and Moments to Remember here on Wonderful Woke Radio's Afternoon Parade of Hits at 27 minutes after 3 o'clock. And on our community calendar this afternoon, we want to invite you to join the Union Garrison of Fort Moultrie as they try to prepare themselves to meet a possible threat by South Carolina secessionists. It's all part of the fourth, or Once Upon a Fourth Night series, the fourth in that series, and it's going on Saturday night, tomorrow night, at Fort Moultrie. Now, due to the popularity of the programs, we ask that you please call for reservations. There will be two shows, 8:30 and 9 p.m., and no admission will be charged. So, if you'd like detailed information or reservations, call the Fort Moultrie Visitor Center.
Your community calendar on WOKE keeps you posted all day long on everything that's going on.
Headlines. Late news in capsule form from Wonderful Woke Radio.
And in our local and statewide news to the hour, the public reported seeing a tornado in Mount Pleasant and a waterspout off the Isle of Palms this morning, but no damage is reported. National Weather Service forecasters issued a brief tornado warning this morning between 9:30 and 10 o'clock after a funnel cloud was reported at the U.S. 17 bypass in Mount Pleasant about 9:30 this morning. The waterspout formed off the Isle of Palms and headed for Breach Inlet and then dissipated at about the same time. Fire gutted the pastor's study in another room at the James Island Presbyterian Church and caused heat and smoke damage to the remainder of the building early today. James Island Fire Chief Richard Hunt describes it as of suspicious nature and says an investigation is underway. He says the pastor's study and another were fully involved by the time the firemen arrived, but the blaze was under control within a matter of minutes. He says other fires were found throughout the building. Hunt says portions of the church will have to be rebuilt. A damage estimate is not yet available. A spokesman says those federal audits of two Charleston area health clinics requested by Congressman Tommy Hartnett are now underway. Hartnett requested the audits of the Sea Island Comprehensive Health Care Corporation and the Franklin C. Fetter Family Health Care Center last month. That came after the County Medical Society expressed concern over clinical operations at the facilities. Three Charleston businessmen have purchased the Oristo Resort on Edisto Island. A.A. Burris Jr., Cambridge Trott, and C.D. Ganson paid $3 million. The property was owned by former Congressman John Jenrette and another man until the lending institutions foreclosed 18 months ago. It includes a golf course, tennis courts, and a convention center. Ganson says further improvements are planned.
These have been headlines. Late news in capsule form from Wonderful Woke Radio.
This is Harry Reasoner reporting with news and commentary on the CBS Radio Network. I'll talk about Bull in the Afternoon in a moment.
To be allowed to paint the great American homes of Nathan Hale and Patrick Henry, Sears had to bring its best. To be America's first choice, Sears has to keep improving its best. Sears' best, toughest washable paints are now on sale. Weather Beater with tough mildew retardants, now $10.88 a gallon. Improved Easy Living, now $9.88 and $10.88 a gallon. You save over $5 and $6. For America's first choice in paint, you can count on Sears.
Some job. Standing all day. And now I've got hemorrhoids.
Better not neglect them.
I was hoping they'd go away.
When I get a flare-up, Preparation H often gives me fast temporary relief from pain and itch.
You have hemorrhoids?
Lots of people do. But Preparation H even helps shrink swelling of hemorrhoidal tissues caused by inflammation.
I'll try Preparation H tonight.
Good morning. Ready for the big sale today?
Thanks to Preparation H.
Preparation H relieves pain and itch, even helps shrink swelling. Use only as directed.
On Sundays, we go to the publicity stunts. They are terrible, the publicity stunts, and beautiful. Beautiful when the great ones are working, terrible when they are not. Then they are small potatoes. Yasmin cannot bear to see the small potatoes mashed. But that is the way of it at the publicity stunts. You do not go to them to look away. They had a great one at Harry's Bar and American Grill in Los Angeles. Harry's Bar and American Grill in Venice is where Hemingway went sometimes. It was where the stools and the hearts were both hard, and the drinking was good. They say that was why Hemingway went there. And because he went there, to the Harry's Bar and American Grill in Venice, Italy, that is why the Harry's Bar and American Grill in Los Angeles, California, has had a Hemingway contest for 4 years. Only they don't call it that. They call it the International Imitation Hemingway Competition. They call it that because that is what it is. Contestants are invited to write a single really good page of really bad Hemingway. Then they pick a winner. Always there is a winner. This time it was Harry DePie of Pittsford, New York. Now Harry will have airplane tickets for two at dinner at Harry's Bar and Grill in Florence, Italy. That is what they call the prize. Always there is a prize. Hemingway himself did not go to Harry's Bar and American Grill in Florence, Italy. No one knows why. He went to the Harry's Bar and American Grill in Venice, Italy. But that does not matter. Dinner and drinking are the same. Always there are the forks and the spoons. And first there will be the airport to face and the taxicabs. The horns of the taxicabs are not like the horns of the bulls. And also the bulls are not yellow, not the brave ones. But even the brave taxicabs are yellow. For that reason, it is a manly thing at the airport to cross the road. They say the danger is on the ground and not in the air. That is because there is no telling the bold taxis from the bad ones. They are all yellow, and they all use their horns. This year, at Harry's in Los Angeles, five men sat in judgment. There was Jack, the son of Hemingway himself, and Jack Smith, the columnist for the L.A. Times, and the writers Ray Bradbury and Barnaby Conrad, and the advertising executive Paul Key, and Digby Deal, the book editor of the L.A. Herald Examiner. They sat in judgment of 2,300 entries from every state of this country and from 13 other countries, the countries they call foreign. That is the way at the publicity stunts. Names must be mentioned. This is Harry Reasoner reporting for CBS News.
W-O-K-E, Charleston,
the talk of the town.
After the furor of Indianapolis, after the close encounters in Atlanta, you won't want to miss the championship IndyCar's first 500-mile appearance at the nation's most competitive speedway. It's the rain-delayed Norton 500 from Michigan International Speedway, Saturday afternoon at 1:30. The championship cars of Michigan for 500 miles, it's the Norton 500, Saturday on WOKE.
Walker's Auto Salvage at 2020 Savannah Highway at the sign of the old red car on the pole has in stock a large supply of used auto parts. or can order that hard-to-get item by overnight teletype service. Right now, there's a good selection of rebuilt and used starters and alternators on hand. And yes, Keith Walker will buy your wrecked and burned-out vehicles. Call 556-2023 or look for the sign of the old red car on the pole at 2020 Savannah Highway. Or look for the new white car on the pole on Highway 17 South, 2.5 miles past the Johns Island turnoff. For Walker's Auto Salvage number 2, opening to serve you in mid-October.
And Walker's Auto Salvage, co-sponsoring a broadcast of the rain-delayed Norton 500 auto race, is coming up tomorrow afternoon right here, 2 o'clock on WOKE.
WOKE Radio reports from Wall Street.
Well, the stock market is staging a strong rally with 1 hour to go in the session as some investors try to recover losses sustained earlier in the week, but trading is still relatively slow. Both the dollar and the price of gold closed mixed on foreign markets today, and a London dealer says trading was quite nervous. Gold fell $2 an ounce in Zurich to close at $407.50. In London, it was $1 higher at $408.50. The Norwegian Oil and Energy Ministry says it will reconsider Conoco's North Sea rights if the U.S. oil company is taken over by the Canadian distillers Seagram. Conoco owns 13% of oil and gas production in one of the richest fields in the North Sea. And two big Canadian oil firms report drops of 20% or more in second quarter earnings. Both Gulf Canada and Shell Canada blame higher energy taxes for the decline. Here now are your 3 o'clock Dow Jones averages. 4 today in 30 industrials, up 8.08. Transportation's up 1.73. Utilities are up 45 hundredths and stocks are up 2.39. New York Stock Exchange Index is to all stocks up 58 hundredths. Industrials up 66 hundredths. Transportations are up 36 hundredths. Utilities up 34 hundredths. And finance issues up 58 hundredths. This is equivalent of a gain of 24 cents in the average price of a New York Stock Exchange common share. Volume on the big board sluggish today at 32,480,000 shares traded.
WOKE.
In sports notes, Howard Twitty and Bob Murphy share the early second-round lead in the Anheuser-Busch Classic going on up at Williamsburg, Virginia. They both have 138 scores. Twitty carted a bogeyless 4-under 67, and Murphy came in with a second straight 69. One shot behind the leaders is Ben Crenshaw, who fashioned a 70 for a 139 total. Dave Eichelberger finished with a 72 for a 142. Here's Chuck Woolery. The greatest love affairs, 20 minutes before 4 o'clock.
I dreamed I woke up and you were gone. I reached out, but no one was there. I love you, America.
And now, time to wrap up our week-long series. We've been visiting with Paul Anka each afternoon this week, and here is Peter Becker with the final portion in this 20-part special.
Between the Lines, Paul Anka, the life and times of a singer-songwriter on the CBS Radio Network. I'm Peter Becker. Paul Anka's live performances have never lost their popularity throughout his 25-year career. His songwriting has waxed and waned, and he's hit and missed with records as the public taste changed. But Paul has always been a big draw in concert. He's a fixture in Las Vegas, and he tours the world with his show. While those live performances provide a great deal of satisfaction, it turns out they're also a double-edged sword.
You're not really alone up there. You are alone in what you do, and you're alone with your audience. But realistically, it's going to be somebody else that's going to turn them on when it's over for you. I mean, you know, those people are dealing with supply and demand in a sense. And, you know, we want to be entertained. So if one dies, give us another one. You know, throw another one in the bull ring.
A touch cynical? Not really. Paul Anka is just being realistic. More after this.
The Wall Street Journal, in a recent article, explained why investors should start figuring the proposed 1982 tax changes into their investment plans now. So have a pencil ready for an important offer from the Wall Street Journal that can help you get a head start every business day with up-to-the-minute business information that can affect your future and your company's future. Other stories in the journal revealed why the Reagan administration's efforts to cool inflation could result in high interest rates and a sluggish economy. why delinquencies on home mortgage loans climb to record levels in many areas, and how the drop in oil prices is helping companies and individuals all across the country. The Wall Street Journal. It's all the business news you need when you need it. Right now, you can get 26 weeks of the Journal, one for every business day of the week, for less than $1.60 per week. That's just $41 for 26 weeks. So if you're serious about business, in the continental U.S., call toll-free 800-228-6600. That's 800-228-6600, except in Nebraska. You'll be billed later.
You'd think, after 25 years, Paul Anka would have lost a bit of his enthusiasm for globetrotting with a 40-piece band.
Sometimes you say, why, you know? Why do you need it? Why do you need more? Haven't you made enough money? Haven't you felt enough this? And I keep coming up with the same answer, that you have to work. You have to have that one thing that if you enjoy, you have to do, because there's really not many things in life that are going to give you that enjoyment if you know how to do it right.
And judging from the continuing demand for tickets to Paul's shows, even at steep Las Vegas prices, he's doing it exactly right. But there must be some satisfiers, some intangible something to offset the jet lag, the exhaustion, and yes, even the monotony of show business.
The recognition factor of traveling anywhere in the world to any country. And when I see the input from people in terms of all the music they know in all the different languages and all the memories that it is, you like growing old, because all those memories get you closer to you, and you realize that's what it takes to become, you know, wiser. And it's the great saying, no real wise man ever wishes to be young, because you know what it represents.
For Paul Anka, and for any performer able to hold a gathering of people enthralled and have them pay money for the experience, the secret goes much deeper than skill. It's not easy to keep yourself attractive for 25 years, no matter what you do.
It's all based on communication, and you're not going to fool people. You're really not. You may do it for a moment, but you're not going to catch them all the way.
And certainly not for 25 years, as Paul Anka has done. This is Peter Becker. You've been listening to A Visit with Paul Anka on the CBS Radio Network.
From the WOKE Soundstage. This is Wonderful Woke Radio's preview album.
The brand new Shirley Bassey album entitled The Best of Shirley Bassey, and from that album, let's listen as she sings For All We Know.
Look at the two of us, for all we know.
W-O-K-E.
All right, first of all, let's check the latest on our Charleston weather radar. And from the National Weather Service, we're still picking up some showers and a few isolated thundershowers here in the Charleston area. Matter of fact, some of those have even gotten heavier during the last hour or so. They're mostly within Colleton, Dorchester, and Charleston County. They are scattered, and so, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, it may be raining where you are, and then a couple blocks down the road, it may be sunshiny outside. These are very widely scattered showers. They should dissipate before the afternoon is over and shouldn't continue into tonight or anything of that sort. Here is the forecast for Charleston, therefore, and calling for partly cloudy and hot this afternoon and again tomorrow, with a chance of afternoon and evening showers and thunderstorms. High this afternoon in the mid-90s, tonight's low in the mid-70s, and our high tomorrow in the lower 90s. Our chance of rain is 30% this afternoon, 20% tonight, and back to 30% for tomorrow. In Charleston Harbor, winds are mostly easterly at 10 to 15 knots this afternoon, diminishing to 5 to 10 knots tonight, becoming southerly at 10 to 15 knots tomorrow. Winds and seas will be higher near thunderstorms, and our seas are around 1 foot this afternoon and tonight. Now we'll have a low tide at 8:53 tonight, a high tide at 2:55 in the morning. And right now, we have showers falling outside the WOKE Broadcast Center, and it's 83 degrees at the airport, 82 in the city. Our winds are out of the southeast at 9, barometer reading 30.07 inches, and our relative humidity is at 80% in the Lowcountry area.
Radar weather keeps you in the know on Wonderful Woke Radio, your weather eye. W-O-K-E Charleston Radio, W-O-K-E Charleston Radio, W-O-K-E Charleston Radio.
Lowcountry citizens have been depending on the genuine engraving and quality printing of Quinn Press for over half a century. Bunt Beckman and Willis Cadell are waiting to help you with your needs. Telephone 723-3555. Quinn Press, 29 Broad Street.
I like to shop downtown.
More convenience, wider selection. We like to shop downtown.
Better values all around.
Well, it's 6 minutes before 4 o'clock, and CBS News coming up at 4. In news notes into us and from Charlotte, North Carolina, today a coalition of environmental groups today announced that they're filing legal paperwork with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to formally oppose Duke Power Company's planned Catawba Nuclear Station. The groups involved are the North Carolina Environmental Study Group, the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Environmental Coalition, the Safe Energy Alliance, and South Carolina's Palmetto Alliance. At a press conference outside Duke's Charlotte headquarters, the group said it will ask the Nuclear Regulatory Commission for a public hearing on the Catawba license. The $2.7 billion nuclear plant, which is located in York County, is scheduled for commercial operation in 1984. The first unit is now 85% complete. Duke spokesman Mary Cartwright said the utility hopes any hearings on Catawba will be held quickly because any substantial licensing delays will add to the cost of the plant. Last month, Duke received a license for the McGuire nuclear station near Charlotte.
Love, look at the two of us, strangers in many ways.
Karen Carpenter on the afternoon parade of hits for all we know, 2 minutes away from 4 o'clock.
The weather is hot, but the deals are hotter during the Everything Must Go clearance sale at Jones Ford. And that means just what it says, because everything must go. It won't be too long before the new 82 models start arriving, and Jones Ford doesn't want to be caught with a big stock of 81s. So, everything must go. And it doesn't matter what kind of Ford you're looking for, because Jones Ford has it, and at a deal you won't believe. So come in now and get tremendous discounts and savings during the Everything Must Go clearance sale at Jones Ford Rivers and Remount. Sales to make friends, service to keep them.
Well, Ernest Long was elected chairman of the Metro Charleston chapter March of Dimes at the chapter's annual membership meeting on Wednesday, July the 15th. He succeeds Oris Curry. Other officers elected were DeForest Gibbs, first vice chairman, Janice Martin, second vice chairman, Cecil Kirst, treasurer, Donald Pulnot, assistant treasurer, and Barbara Bergmeyer, secretary. Ernest Long has served the March of Dimes in other capacities, which include Charleston County Campaign Chairman, the March of Dimes Telerama Chairman, New Projects Committee Chairman, and served on the Projects Review and Budget Committees. He is the Associate Director of the Charleston Higher Education Consortium and is a graduate of the Citadel. Long is married to the former Lisa McGookin, and they have one daughter, Carolyn. They are members of the St. Philip's Episcopal Church. Long becomes the second generation of his family to head the local March of Dimes chapter. His father, Russell Long Sr., restructured the chapter in 1951 and has served consistently since then.
Will you join over 2,500 trained volunteers working throughout South Carolina to teach adults to read and write? You hold the key to a whole new world of opportunities for someone. Please call 722-8461, extension 535, and volunteer.
This is Wonderful Woke Radio, WOKE Charleston, home of Atlantic Coast Life, the Golden Rule Company.
We have some scattered showers falling in the Charleston area. It's 83 degrees at the airport and 82 downtown at 4 o'clock news time.
CBS News. The hard-won ceasefire in Lebanon is just hours old and already it's been breached. I'm Stephanie Shelton reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Both the Israeli military command and United Nations observers say Palestinian gunners lobbed rockets into Israel's northernmost Matula area, and there was a Palestinian attack on two villages in the Christian-controlled section of southern Lebanon as well. The Israeli military so far has not retaliated, and now we have late word from Lebanon that the PLO has confirmed the fire, has said that it was an isolated incident and a mistake, and the man responsible for the shelling has been taken away and disciplined. The ceasefire was announced earlier today by U.S. Envoy Philip Habib, the product of days of negotiations with Israel, Lebanon, and Saudi Arabia. More in a minute.
A performance story from Phillips Petroleum.
When I started out as a geologist, it seemed that most oil exploration was done crawling about the sides of mountains. Now we do it with data from satellites, 500 miles in space. We start with a satellite image which is, over half the area of the Texas Panhandle. And then, after computer enhancement, we can look at detail as small as a football field. The way we're using satellite information at Phillips, we can look for oil here in the States, in places and ways that used to be absolutely impossible. I'm Colin Wilkinson, Western Exploration Manager for Phillips. When the first satellite was launched, I suppose my thoughts were, that's exciting, but what's it going to lead to? Now, I believe I've got the answer to that question.
Caring for your car and more, that's performance from Phillips Petroleum.
President Reagan, trying to save his tax cut bill in the Democratic-controlled House, added about $34 million in new tax relief today, basically for small businesses and independent oil producers. And he agreed to index tax brackets to inflation. Mr. Reagan traveled to Capitol Hill again to give Republican congressmen a pep talk on the tax measure. Mr. Reagan asking, when is a tax cut not a tax cut? The president answering, when the Democrats do it. The House Ways and Means Committee has approved its own less sweeping tax plan. Some of the Senate's top Republicans said today that CIA Director William Casey should resign because they argued Casey has now compromised his position by his past business dealings and his appointment of Max Hugel as Chief of Covert Operations. Hugel recently resigned when questions were raised about his past business dealings. However, one prominent Democrat, Senator Henry Jackson, says although he's not defending Casey, Casey deserves better.
Now, the place to ferret out and ventilate those charges is before a committee. I went through the McCarthy period. My first assignment in the Senate was to serve on the infamous, shall we say, McCarthy Committee just 29 years ago. And I must say to you that I don't want this country to go through that kind of process, trying somebody by innuendo, by allegations.
President Reagan continued to insist today Casey still has his full support. The House towed the administration line today on a nuclear project that has come up often before and always managed to survive. Nelson Benton reports.
The House of Representatives kept alive the government's flagship nuclear research project at Clinch River, Tennessee, rejecting a move to eliminate funds for the controversial breeder reactor. By a vote of 206 to 186, the House backed the administration's request for $228 million to continue funding for the project, which is designed to create its own fuel for the future as it generates electricity from uranium. The Clinch River project so far has cost over $1 billion and will cost at least $3 billion before it reaches operational status. Today's House vote was a victory for the administration, but it was not a down-the-line Republicans versus Democrats issue. Many from both parties came down on each side of the breeder reactor vote. The Democratic leadership in the House voted with the administration. Nelson Benton, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
President Reagan will make a nationally broadcast television address on Monday night to promote his tax program, and he'll talk, too, about the integrity of the Social Security system. To do that, he will delay by one day to Thursday a speech-making trip to Atlanta. And on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials up 7.89 to stand at 936.45. The big board volume, 38,750,000 shares. I'm Stephanie Shelton, CBS News.
Every long, hot summer, dogs and cats become victims of hungry ticks and fleas. But this summer, make your pet a victor instead of a victim. Get him the Hearts 2-in-1 Plus Collar, the first collar to kill fleas and ticks for 5 full months. The Hearts Collar's fast-acting odorless ingredients won't vaporize, stays on your pet, keeps working even if it gets wet. Get your dog or cat the Hearts 2-in-1 Plus Collar. Kills fleas and ticks on your pet for 5 months. Protects your home and family, too. Makes your pet a victor instead of a victim.
Hi, I'm Jimmy the Greek, and I make odds for a living. And here's a favorite for you. The odds are you'll learn something useful every time you walk into a library. You can improve your reading, learn new skills to use on your job, or even take up a new hobby. It's a very busy place, the library, filled with vital statistics, interesting people, and fascinating information. The library really has your number. Give them a call and see for yourself.
A public service message of the American Library Association.
This is WOKE, Wonderful Woke Radio, in Charleston, South Carolina, the station that shows you results, not figures from a radio survey.
Razzie Bailey on the afternoon parade of hits, the song called Friends.
W-O-K-E.
It's 10 minutes after 4 o'clock. A severe weather statement into us now from the National Weather Service Charleston office. The Charleston weather radar shows a very heavy thunderstorm just north of the Charleston airport at this time. Movement is slight, but mostly to the east and southeast, around 10 miles per hour. Very heavy rain, frequent lightning, and gusty winds, as well as some hail, may accompany this thunderstorm. So persons in Berkeley, Dorchester, and Charleston County should be alert for possible severe weather during the next couple of hours. Additional statements or warnings will be issued as conditions warrant.
Hi, this is Bob Hope. Congress has dedicated 2 acres of land in Washington, D.C. as a site for a memorial to honor veterans of the Vietnam War. This simple memorial will be built entirely by private funds from citizens like you and me to remember the 57,661 Americans who lost their lives in Vietnam and the 2.5 million who served there. Let's not forget them. Please send your tax-deductible contributions to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund, Box 37240, Washington, D.C., 20013.
For drivers everywhere, it's Car Care.
To keep fog from forming on the inside of your car's windshield, make a mild solution of any regular detergent and water. Wipe it on the inside of the windshield with a cloth. This will keep fog from forming for days, sometimes weeks. But remember to apply the anti-fog treatment to a dry windshield. After the fog forms, an anti-fog cloth is no better than any other cloth.
For drivers everywhere, it's Car Care.
We have our two Spectrum broadcasts for today coming up next. But first, beautiful music continues on the Friday afternoon Parade of Hits.
This is Spectrum on the CBS Radio Network. Personal opinion on issues of public interest from 6 different viewpoints. Now, one of those perspectives.
I'm Kevin Phillips. This business about Ronald Reagan supposedly not having any foreign policy is really beginning to get to me. For the most part, this talk seems to come from a lot of the same senators and professors and columnists who did so much to produce policies over the last decade and a half that wound up injuring American global power and military preparedness. We may not have a foreign policy in their sense of fancy speeches, high-level conferences with a third world, and periodic breast-beating over global disarmament, but getting rid of that stuff isn't part of the problem, it's part of the solution. In fact, the best way to measure the new shape of American foreign policy is by what we've stopped doing. We've stopped cutting the muscle out of American military power and started restoring it. We stopped worrying about the opinion of two-bit countries with more UN delegates than college graduates. We've stopped whining about human rights violations in Argentina and South Africa while ignoring their transgression in Russia or China. And we've stopped weakening the dollar in the international financial markets and started strengthening it. Now, I know this sort of thing isn't very sophisticated. For years and years, I've been reading all sorts of sophisticated punditry about the need for American disarmament or stepped-up foreign aid to West Bongo Bongo Land. I've even gone to a couple of conferences where assorted gray flannel experts have spent 2 or 3 days meowing about all this stuff. But as far as I'm concerned, stopping all this pseudo-sophisticated retreat adds up to just about the most essential new foreign policy the United States could possibly have. Too many of the sophisticated people, the men and women who think foreign policy is a polished phrase or a pompous philosophy, are the people who just about did us in. In all honesty, I have to admit that the Reagan administration hasn't yet managed to come up with a strong, coherent statement of its overall foreign policy. And sometimes I suspect the top officials are not as knowledgeable as they could be. But for the moment at least, suffice it to say that the United States has stopped retreating, stopped moping, stopped whining, and started flexing its muscle again. So we can afford to wait a few more months for the speeches and the magazine articles and the fancy phrases. Then we can have the philosophy to go with the tough new foreign policy that we've already got. I'm Kevin Phillips for Spectrum.
And our second Spectrum broadcast for today coming up right after this.
Birthright is an emergency pregnancy service. If you are pregnant and need help, or just someone whom you can trust and talk to, someone who really cares about you and your child, call 766-6323. Talk about your problems without giving your name. It's free and confidential. Call Birthright, 766-6323.
I'm Jack Newfield. The debate over the CIA has come full circle. 5 years ago, critics like Seymour Hersh and Daniel Shore argued that the CIA was lawless and was failing at its job of collecting intelligence information. The CIA then cleaned house and began attacking its critics, saying that the real problem was the Freedom of Information Act and those damn books by ex-agents like Snep and Agee. Then the new scandals involving Max Ugel, the chief of clandestine operations, and CIA director William Casey became public this month. Ugel was a political crony of Casey's with no espionage experience. He was accused of illegal stock market practices and resigned immediately. One of the reasons he quit so fast was that the career spooks of the company resented his appointment from the start. Also, he failed to disclose the salient fact that he was threatened with blackmail by the victims of his sharp stock manipulations. The case of William Casey is more complicated. Last May 19th, a federal judge in New York ruled that Casey knowingly misled investors in a $3.5 million fundraising effort for a now-defunct company while serving as a director and secretary of that corporation. The judge ruled that Casey had knowingly omitted and misrepresented facts to potential investors. There will now be hearings and inquiries into Director Casey. He's trying to hang on to his job. But the president doesn't have to know anything more than it was Casey who politicized the CIA by hiring the shady Ugel, and that a federal judge has concluded that Casey played loose with the truth in the business world. In spy jargon, agents are called assets. But in common speech, Trust is the CIA's most important asset in a democratic society, and Casey has already forfeited that trust with a large segment of Congress, the public, and the press. The underlying question raised by all this is what kind of intelligence-gathering capability does the CIA have when it can't spot stains on the record of its own top two employees? What kind of background checks did it do on Casey and Ugel? If our spooks can't find a publicly filed lawsuit against Casey, how can they discover what's really going on inside Iran or Libya? And just perhaps CIA really stands for Corporate Investors Anonymous. I'm Jack Newfield for Spectrum.
Six personal points of view on Spectrum. Opinions not necessarily those of this station or the CBS radio network.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Bring us a dream.
W-O-K-E.
And first of all, let's take a look at this latest severe weather statement, which has been issued by the National Weather Service Charleston office. And it reads that the Charleston weather radar has picked up a very heavy thunderstorm just north of the Charleston International Airport. Now, movement is slight, but it is mostly to the east and southeast, around 10 miles per hour. Very heavy rain, frequent lightning, and gusty winds, as well as some hail, may accompany this thunderstorm. Persons in Berkeley, Dorchester, and Charleston County should be alert for possible severe weather for the next couple of hours. Additional statements or warnings will be issued as conditions warrant. Now elsewhere, showers and a few isolated thundershowers continue over portions of coastal South Carolina. These scattered showers are mainly in Colleton, Dorchester, and Charleston County, and then up onto Horry County, that is, up in the Myrtle Beach area. Another area of showers and thundershowers persists offshore, about 75 to 150 miles off the coast. The movement is primarily to the east, with a few isolated storms moving southeast. So overall, in the next couple of hours at least, we can expect continued off-and-on showers here in Charleston County. Here is the forecast, therefore, for Charleston and vicinity, and calling for partly cloudy and hot this afternoon and again tomorrow, with a chance of afternoon and evening showers and thunderstorms. Our high today in the mid-90s, low tonight in the mid-70s, and our high tomorrow in the low 90s. Chance of rain, 30% this afternoon, 20% tonight, and 30% tomorrow. And for the harbor, winds mostly easterly at 10 to 15 knots this afternoon, diminishing to 5 to 10 knots tonight, becoming southerly at 10 to 15 knots tomorrow. Winds and seas higher near thunderstorms, and our seas are at about 1 foot this afternoon and tonight. We'll have a low tide at 8:53 this evening, a high tide at 2:55 in the morning, and right now we have rain falling in the area. It's 79 degrees at the airport, 80 degrees downtown. Winds are out of the southwest at 12, barometer reading 30.06 inches, and our relative humidity is now at 90% in the Charleston area.
Radar weather keeps you in the know on wonderful woke radio, your weather eye. W-O-K-E, Charleston Radio. W-O-K-E, Charleston Radio. W-O-K-E.
26 minutes after 4 o'clock here on the afternoon parade of hits. Good music continues, taking us down toward our moral majority report and Dan Rather reporting for today.
I'm sitting in my chair and playing solitaire.
W-O-K-E.
Revival services are now underway at the Johns Island Church of Christ through this week, conducted by the Reverend Charles Myers, minister of the West Sparta Church of Christ in Sparta, Tennessee. You're encouraged to attend these meetings nightly.
Designed to create within the heart of everyone who attends a greater interest in New Testament Christianity. This will be the third effort of this nature in which I have worked with the Johns Island congregation. Please accept this as my personal invitation to everyone to attend each and every service.
Go down Maybank Highway 1 mile past the Stono Bridge, and the Johns Island Church of Christ is on the left.
Charleston brides select their patterns in sterling silver, china, and crystal at Adams and Ortman Jewelers, 251 King Street. See the special brides register for your correct gift today. Adams and Ortman, 251 King Street.
Shop downtown. There's more downtown. Selection, convenience, variety, economy. Shop where everything is downtown.
And checking our community calendar now, the Board of Directors of the Charleston Rehabilitation Center.